Warning, the following broadcast is offensive, marginally funny, and contains no educational value whatsoever. It is intended for immature audiences only. It's time to get off your ass and riot. Listen in as Big Fat John and Judo Larry M talk about whatever they damn well want to talk about. So turn up the volume, clean the crap out of your ears, and get ready to be entertained. Because we're ready to riot right now.
Okay, welcome back to another episode of The Riot, episode 112. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larry M.
And Judo Larry M.
Yes.
Also very happy this week to welcome back our producer who was on an extended vacation, Phil in the corner. Phil?
What's going on?
Wow, he talked clearly this time.
What's going on? There you go.
I think he must have gotten his dick sucked.
Sounds like a 70s sitcom.
What's going on?
What's happening?
What's happening? All we need is a fat black guy in a beret and suspenders to be dancing right
That's
now,
it.
Larry.
Hey, hey, hey.
I fit the fat part, but I'm neither black or wearing a beret. I don't know.
Speaking of the black part, it's time for pimping.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen... Queen of the Segways.
Bitch Central.
Larry can't wait to get to the fucking pimping.
Let's do it.
There's a black man waiting to come out of him. And I don't mean like the usual coming out of his ass.
That's right. Are you referring to the tattoo I have over my ass crack that says black dudes only?
No, I was actually referring to the black cock that constantly goes in and out. All right. Enough uncomfortable homosexual acts being referenced here.
Thank you.
Yes. This is The Riot Show. Make sure to catch us at thatriotshow.com, thatriotshow.com. Would you say that's Riot Central, Larry?
It is Riot Central for Riot Mania.
There you go. For rioters of all stripes, join us there, thatriotshow.com. You could also find us on so many different platforms.
The scroll. Don't forget Spreaker.
Right, Spreaker, Podomatic, and possibly the biggest one is iTunes, Player FM, all those things. Just look for That Riot Show. You'll find it on all those fine platforms. And then when you get a chance to settle down a little bit, go to Facebook.com/That Riot Show, Facebook.com/That Riot Show.
And
why?
When you're done with all that,
where do you go, Larry?
Go to Twitter and argue with this man right here.
With me. C'est moi.
That's it.
Oh. Like that, Larry? Yeah. Larry's taking French, but I'm bringing it up.
There you go.
L'état, c'est moi, bitch.
Biatches.
I am the state, cunt. I believe that's the literal translation.
Yeah. Very good.
Yes.
Wow. La République de Guinness.
C'est soi, poufouia. Does that mean, how do you like that, faggot?
Actually, I don't know the word for British cigarettes. I can't.
Right. Anyway, That Riot Show, Twitter.com/That Riot Show, Twitter.com/That Riot Show. Getting some good traction today, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've hit up a lot of people on Twitter, especially Chris Christie. I don't like that fat fuck. So I hit him up a couple of times, got some responses from his followers.
You did at one point, right?
I did.
We thought
he was a different guy, but it turns out he's just interested in donuts and being in charge.
Yeah. I think a lot of people on the right lost their love for him after the Hurricane Sandy.
Oh, yeah, the hurricane.
He was really buddy buddy with Obama, and they got upset with him. But
it was the hurricane. It was the whole when out of retribution, petty retribution, he shut down the GW Bridge.
Allegedly.
I just don't care for him. I think he's at best he's an average Republican. But he's not the reformer I thought he would be or anything like that. So I think we can do better if you're looking for somebody to come out on a little bit more libertarian. But Larry also, I know we weren't going to get into it right away, but some of the donation filings, the first round of them, a little bit surprising.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders has more donors, as we were talking about last time, than Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Clinton has more money.
It's just they have no money.
Yeah.
Meaning, he's going the Howard Dean route. He's got lots of small donors.
Meaning Sanders has lots of small donors.
Right.
As befits a socialist. Let's fucking face it. My boy Rand Paul came in at $7 million. Not too bad, not too good, but, you know, solid. A solid $7 million.
Yeah.
Trump, of course, filed at $10 billion because he's just literally $10 billion because he's just putting his net worth down.
Yeah, he said today he's worth $9 billion.
Yeah.
I saw him briefly on Morning Joe.
Of course you did.
And he was on Hannity the other night, and then he was on MSNBC of all things.
He's on wheels, is what it comes down to.
Oh, my God.
He's on wheels. But before we get to that, and also, Jeb Bush obviously leading the way for the Republicans. Scott Walker getting some play. Yeah. So basically,
it's okay at this point, though. You know what I figured out? I know we've been talking about it's the clown car.
Yeah.
And they've got like 20 candidates. But you know what? It's okay at this point because it's not even 2016.
Yeah.
And eventually some of these people are going to have to just drop out.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah. I mean, but what's interesting to me is it is a clown car of sorts, as we said. The Democratic side, it's not. We've been saying it all along. It's not going to be a slam dunk for Hillary. I don't know if Sanders is going to be the one, to be honest with you. I think he'll run out of steam, just like Dean did. Eventually, hippies and socialists don't have that kind of staying power to support him. But Elizabeth Warren could be pushing the issue. He might make himself known enough that Hillary may be forced, not for him, but because he's too old, but maybe to take on an Elizabeth Warren as a VP candidate. Who knows? You know, O'Malley, I don't even, what's going on with O'Malley?
You know what annoys me about the Democrats? I mean, we talk so much about the left on there, but this is really why the average Democrat walking the street really is a knucklehead. You know why? Look at Hillary and all her corporate ties. Look at all her money. Look at all the Wall Street.
Right.
Now, Democrats, by and large, I mean, people I know in this city, don't like that kind of thing. They associate that with Republicanism.
Yeah.
And Republican candidates, guys like Trump, for instance.
Right.
You know, they don't like that kind of thing. But why they, you know, but they're still going Hillary because she has the potential first female president thing going. They have fond memories of the Clinton years in the 90s. But they really shouldn't like a candidate like her. She's a big money candidate. She's not like a real lefty. You know, and then you look at Bernie Sanders. The guy's telling you he's a socialist. Now, look, if you like socialism, fine. But, I mean, I happen to think it's a fucking disgrace.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Then you got Lincoln Chafee. He's going nowhere. There's the guy went from Republican to Independent to Democrat. And his speech when he announced he was running for president, we need bold maneuvers, bold prediction, like bold ideas. Things, bold ideas, and his bold idea was to use the metric system.
Nice.
And I was like, they tried that in the 70s, you dickhead.
That's what'll stop the savages.
Yeah, you know it's a better idea? The people in Europe and the third world, they can start using miles and inches and fuck you, all right. So, but what really cracks me up about them is Martin O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland.
Okay,
you know, he's getting a little heat for some of his policing ideas from, you know, because of Baltimore and all that. But I looked into this guy just very briefly. If you
looked into, do you mean up his ass?
Yeah, I have the scope.
Like Dr. Jellyfish.
Yeah, the little light comes on. Yeah. No KY, is right. But I looked into Martin O'Malley a little bit. And let me tell you something. This is why the average Democrat is an idiot. Because if you were voting, if you're a Democrat voter, I'm not kidding, you should be supporting this guy.
O'Malley, yeah.
This is a Democrat. This is how they govern. This is how they run things. This is how they think. I read an article from the Baltimore Sun from like 10 years ago, whenever he was like a couple of years in as governor. And this is really a Democrat. This is just, you know, nothing flashy. I mean, I think actually being a white guy is actually working against him. But this is really just good standard Democrat. Yeah. And he's getting no traction. He's going nowhere in favor of Hillary and the communists.
Yeah. it's you know, it's interesting. When you look at Hillary, the way she's conducting herself so far on this campaign, and again, it's early.
Right.
She is a complete cunt. And I don't mean as a cunt as the way I would view a cunt. But for example, like this thing where she refuses to answer any questions.
Right.
Like she knows that every time she flaps her gums, you know, unless there's a pussy around, allegedly,
nothing
good can come of it, right? What?
What? More allegedly.
There you go. Okay. But my point being is, she doesn't answer questions. She's evasive. She just issues statements at press conference. Like, she has press conferences where she doesn't accept questions. She was at some campaign tour, Larry, and she had her little minions walk around with rope.
Right.
And have like a moving back. They would literally surround reporters in this rope and tangle them up in the rope.
Yeah.
Like, last I heard, that's communist bullshit. And by communist, I mean like Soviet Union bullshit.
Yeah, that's just police state nonsense.
Yeah.
Even if they yell questions at her, she just tunes them out.
She'll just walk away. But, I mean, the physical rerouting of reporters and restraining first of all, why aren't any of you pussy reporters bitching about this? Instead of just like, they scratched me a little, the rope burned me a little. Go fuck yourself. Grow a penis or a fucking clitoris, whatever it is that fucking... Man up, pussy up, whatever.
The only ones who are complaining about it constantly are the people at Fox.
Yes, of course.
They're letting her have it. Yeah. Oh my God, like Major Garrett and the other guy, Ed Henry, who does it. Like, they can't get near it. They can't ask questions. Like, what kind of campaign is it? That's it. The other people on MSNBC, I was watching something. Yeah. This is brilliant strategy. This is brilliant strategy. She doesn't need to be answering questions right now. She needs to go out and press the flesh. And how about this? They said this. One of them said that, I forgot who on that channel said, this proves that she's so smart. She doesn't have to deal with the press and have them twisting. I think it was supposed to be a kind of an indirect shot at Fox. But they said, she doesn't need the press. She'll just go directly to the people and like talk to them.
Meanwhile, she's the least personable cunt out there of all the candidates. She's
butchering Beatles songs.
Right, she's butchering Beatles songs. Her voice is robotic. She has no way of connecting to people. Her dopey husband, no matter what else you thought of him, had a connection with people.
Oh, yeah.
People would meet Clinton. They were charmed. Bill Clinton.
They were charmed by him.
They loved him.
You play the sax.
Yeah. How do you think he got so much pussy and, like, chicks would let them shove his cigar up their snatch?
It takes a charmer to
walk up to a chick and say, excuse me, can I shove my cigar up your cunt a couple of times?
Can I feel your pain?
while you lick my balls and drop jizz on your shoulder?
Of course, being governor and president doesn't hurt your...
It doesn't hurt.
Persuasion.
I mean, she has zero people skills.
Not the...
So for MSNBC to claim that this is a smart strategy, she is running scared. She learned last time she can't open her yap without being attacked. Now she's the front runner, like she was with Obama.
Right.
So she's got the target on her ass, which means it's a big target. But then the other thing also is she's got way more baggage. She's got 8 years of baggage from the State Department, dealing with Obama.
4 years at the State Department.
I'm saying that she's got
And even her totally nothing resume building time in the U.S. Senate.
The Benghazi incident is still
fresh.
I'm amazed.
Nobody, like, and the people supporting it, they don't even care about this stuff. The email scandal. I pointed out, though, I said, doesn't it even concern you that, like, Bill Clinton got elected in 92?
Yeah.
In 94, she started complaining, give me something to do.
Right.
So he gave her the health care thing. She didn't talk to the insurers. She didn't talk to health care companies. No, she didn't talk to Republicans. She didn't talk to anybody who had a different point of view than her in the business world, the health care, nothing. Then she even squeezed out some Democrats who had different, like Evan Bayh, and like guys who had a different point of view. And that left her with like just the kooky left and herself. And the whole thing was a total debacle and an embarrassment. And they tried to sweep it under the rug. And at the time, they tried to put out the argument that part of the reason for it is because the healthcare the industry did stuff behind the scenes to fuck with her workplace.
Well, she used to play that whole like conspiracy theory that she used to claim that people were just against her and her husband. You know that was big too. But anyway, so she's like just this. She's learned if she's got any shot at all, it's to rely on her big money connections, like all those foreign interests that funneled money into the Clinton Foundation. By the way, yet another thing that no one is really hitting her on was that fucking Clinton Foundation accepting money from anyone and everyone around the world. Okay. Right. And if that's what you want to do, go for it. But like, the hypocrisy of when people question Jeb Bush's money raising tactics, which they should. I'm not a Bush supporter at all.
No.
But my point being that, why is she getting up? It's happening just like with Barack Obama. In 2008,
yeah.
She was the victim of a soft media on Barack and, honestly, a vicious media against her back then. Now that she's the chosen one, she's getting the same, like...
She's getting the meatball questions.
Oh, you tied us up into a pen like a bunch of fucking sheep? That's cool. We probably had it coming to us.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else, but if some fucking college kid came and wrapped me in twine so I wouldn't be able to talk to his precious alleged lesbian candidate, I might be upset and allegedly punch him in the fucking mouth.
But even at some point...
Like assault as far as I'm concerned.
At some point, though, the media, even though I clearly they're in the tank for they want her to win, at some point they have to get annoyed that they're getting little or no access.
Why would they?
And because at some point they have to want to do their job.
Why? They're not annoyed by Obama not saying anything for 8 years as president. Man. What the fuck has Obama said? I'm still trying to figure out what makes it... I mean, I guess I know what makes that fucking guy tick. If it doesn't involve a white criminal and a black victim, he don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And that includes foreign policy, domestic policy, yeah. The economy, governing. Look at what's been happening. First of all, we had the whole sanctuary issue thing.
Oh,
with that girl, Katie... What was her last
name? Steinle.
Katie Steinle, right? On the heels of everybody calling Trump, if you recall last episode, calling Trump an idiot and a racist and a hater because he said what he said about Mexican illegal aliens being and criminals, then we find out that a dopey city like San Francisco, a sanctuary city that right. doesn't follow the law and deport illegal aliens and criminals.
They ignore ICE.
Yeah, they ignore ICE, which is the agent, not ICE as in what you put in your drink.
No, it's...
The agency ICE, which is the immigration...
Customs Enforcement.
Right. And they let some fucking illegal alien live there in sanctuary, and he decided to take a gun and kill an innocent woman. I didn't hear Obama come out and say shit about that.
Yeah.
Because she was white, and the criminal wasn't white, I guess. That might be the only... Oh, and by the way, it was also an illegal alien.
Yeah.
So maybe that didn't fit the narrative either.
He's been deported and went back and forth 5 times.
Think about that.
And he admitted this last time he came back, he admitted that he went specifically to San Francisco because he knew that they wouldn't deport him or round him up or report him. He admitted that he specifically picked San Francisco as the place to go. And this poor girl, she was walking around in San Francisco at I think on a dock or somewhere near like what, and she gets killed. And she's with her father, and Obama has nothing to say about this. He has nothing to say about the border.
Like, he couldn't even come up and say, like, even though this is a tragedy, I still believe this... Like, he could still stick to his fucking democratic principles and still make a statement that's relevant to the case. Instead, he keeps his mouth shut. The only whispers we hear are through his fucking puppets like MSNBC
CNN,
where, we can't let this derail sane immigration policy. What's sane immigration policy?
Right.
Letting fucking cities in the United States willingly disregard the law, just like they did with Obamacare?
And the other reason he's going to completely tune it out this past week or so that this happened is because he put through his shitty Iran deal. And he wants that to be center stage. He thinks this is a big foreign policy triumph. And he does not want to be talking about Katie Steinle. He doesn't want to be talking about the fact that ISIS, yesterday, they blew up a ship, an Egyptian ship. They actually, attacked it. You see it, boom. And, he doesn't want to be talking about Steinle. He doesn't want to be talking about ISIS. He doesn't want to be talking about, now, unfortunately, the unfortunate shooting in Chattanooga. This guy's just on his own little thing here,
He wants to prove that he did something in foreign policy, yet every foreign policy move he's made, with the possible exception of droning people, has been a colossal failure. Like, I noticed my favorite whipping boys on Twitter and Facebook, Media Matters, that completely unbiased Hungarian billionaire finance socialist bullshit arm of the media.
Yeah.
They claim that conservatives are just mean. Why are they picking on this wonderful Iran deal? you know, I saw something today where they claimed Andrea Tantaros is basically an empty-headed cunt because she's questioning the Iran deal. Right, she shouldn't question the Iran deal because, you know, the Middle East has been this paragon of love, peace, and understanding for the past 1,000 years.
Did they say that? Something to that effect?
Yeah.
You know why that's
not
wrong?
Those words.
No,
but just,
you know why that's wrong. First off, I see this woman on the Five occasionally,
Peace
then that other show that they do Outnumbered. Okay, let me tell you something. Peace not only is she very smart, she's very hot, and somehow she's dating David Navarro, which I don't understand at all because he's a lunatic. But I got to tell you, picking on her, that makes no sense. And why aren't you asking questions about this? You look, if you think it's just us, here we are, two libertarians, picking on poor Barack idiot. Okay, here's the problem. A week or two ago, Jimmy Carter, okay, our favorite worst president of the 20th century, he was speaking somewhere, I forgot where he was, but he commented, he just said this, he goes, I can't really give you many foreign policy successes while Barack Obama has been president. He goes, I can't think of a place where we're more popular or more well-liked. I can't pick a place where our enemies have like turned around or we've gotten like the upper hand. He went through like a whole thing. He gave him credit for like one thing. I forgot what it was. But like other than that, even Jimmy Carter is saying, I can't find a lot of foreign policy successes for this administration. Yeah. What are you going to tell me? He's part of the mean conservatives? There's no reason for this guy to say it unless he really thinks
it. Right. And anyway, so to keep in mind that Barack Obama, not only, like, his lasting legacy is going to be Obamacare. That's it. There's nothing else anyone can point to. Even those of you that might pop up and say, well, he got Bin Laden.
Oh,
he didn't get Bin Laden, all right?
He didn't
get in the way of getting
exactly.
Bin Laden. That's it.
Exactly.
Like, I give him credit for not stepping in with some bullshit liberal point of view that we should try to drag him back to the U.S., put him in a jail cell and try him,
right.
You know, thereby inviting all the fucking terrorists to our shores.
That is the most annoying thing in the world. I've heard liberals go on about that. Well, he got Bin Laden. He didn't get shit.
First of all, it was a lot of the work that Bush did that just caught up, right? So even Obama admitted that, you know, it was even a lot of the shit that we said was illegal led to this,
right.
Okay? So there was a lot of that torture doesn't work that actually did work. The second thing is, it was Biden. Dopey Joe Biden was the driving force to convince Obama to give the okay to kill Bin Laden.
That's right.
Okay? And if you think about it, he fucked that up too, because in order not to rile Muslims, again, because they're such good people that they would appreciate this type of thing.
Please.
He dumps the body, allegedly, in some ocean somewhere, so we can't even prove that the fucking guy is dead.
Yeah, but that I understand. Because if you buried him on the ground somewhere, like it's going to be like a point that asshole in the world's going to want to go there.
Yeah.
Everybody who's inspired, in lone wolves.
He becomes a martyr.
But it becomes like a freak.
Wouldn't he like set it up and be televised live? I'd be promoting that shit left and right. I'd have Vince McMahon sell me pay-per-view rights to fucking Bin Laden's funeral.
Yes. Now it's a fucking, Savage Muslim match. You're fired.
Muslim cage match.
But the point is, why wouldn't you take that doubt out of everybody's mind? This fucker, we got him, he's dead, here's the death folks. Even Saddam Hussein's execution leaked out.
Yeah.
Leaked.
No, but it's not a foreign policy success for three reasons. Number one, like you said, it started with Bush, but all the work was done by the CIA. They found the messenger who was running around and they followed him. Like, now you realize why this is terrible, because when Obama first got elected back then, he got inaugurated January 2009, him, Holder, and Pelosi, how many people remember this? They wanted to arrest and indict some of the people at the CIA for things that they did during the Bush years. So first you had that they actually went after the CIA and wanted to prosecute some of the people who worked there until seven former CIA directors sent a letter. All of a sudden they had guys who worked for Democrats and Republicans and said, please don't do this. It's a terrible idea. You don't realize like how much damage you'll actually be doing. And they dropped it. But the point is, clearly, the CIA is not the kind of government institution that Barack Obama likes or wants. I'm sure if he could eliminate it, he would. So the first problem is the CIA did all the grunt work, who he hates. Then they brought the case to
number two,
they brought the case to Obama, and all he had to do was green light the Navy SEALs to go do what they want. And even that, from what we heard, stupid Biden had to really talk him into it and say, look, this is a good thing. This is a good thing to give it a chance and let them go in, because this is the best, like, solid intel that we've had in years. Plus, they did do one thing, which was very smart, that Bush never learned, unfortunately. They didn't tell the Pakistanis, because the Pakistani government is very compromised. Their Secret Service, or their whatever they got, the ISIS, yeah. Their government, they're very sympathetic to Al-Qaeda. Yeah, and these
doesn't
people.
Anybody watch Homeland?
I know, but, you know, but they didn't tell anybody. And because of that, we were able just to greenlight the mission and go in. This was really done by the CIA and the SEALs. All he had to do was say, go ahead and do it and stay out of the way and don't fuck it up. And that's why there's that famous picture of him sitting in the room with Biden and
watching with the
general and Hillary Clinton. You know, that's not a foreign policy success. I mean, that's really, what does that tell you about the CIA and the SEALs?
But that's the whole point. It's like, if you look at that, even the one or two things that liberals will point to are really not successes. Obamacare, which is going to be his legacy, let's face it, nobody knows if that thing fucking works, because you have conflicting numbers. There's a lot of people who say it's actually making healthcare prices go up.
Right.
There's plenty of people who have lost their coverage.
They've got worse policies now
than they did before.
Some
people have improved, but those were the people that you weren't going to cover in the other system anyway.
Right. Also, very important, it didn't cover what they thought it was going to cover. Remember we talked about this? You've got about 15%, of the country
that's
has
what
no
used
insurance.
To be. Right. Okay? That used to be the case.
That was the case. You had about 85% had some type of coverage, and 15% didn't. What they thought, I guarantee you, what they thought, as soon as they put this through,
everybody's
going to sign up, boom, we're done, everybody's got coverage, we're going to be a country that has 98, 99% coverage, like Canada, what used to be Western Europe, blah, blah, blah. And they thought that this was going to be a huge success, it's going to prove that government can run things well, and the Republicans are wrong. And even at this point, I've heard that they've only signed up 8 million people. And then when you start figuring
out 8 million
new people, and then when you start working in people who lost their policies and I get new ones.
Or were forced to change when they wouldn't have. So Obamacare, at best, and not to mention that it really took two Supreme Court decisions to keep it afloat.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of people upset at the Supreme Court, and John Roberts in particular, for punting it. But okay, whatever. So what are you going to do? And yet the only thing Obama seems really stoked to talk about is when a white cop or a white man ends up killing a suspicious black kid. Trayvon Martin, Eric Brown, Mike Brown. Like, those are the types of things. Yeah. And you know what? I'm okay if that's his deal. If that's his little, like, sweet spot where he feels to always comment, fine. But why are you ignoring this other shit?
Right.
I don't get it. Like, in Chattanooga... Okay? The other day, yesterday, some fucking animal goes and just opens up on a recruiting center in Chattanooga, then goes to a naval base and kills 4 Marines.
Well, I think he went to the naval base first shot.
Then
he went to the recruiting center. But Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz.
God bless you.
All right, another asshole, and we, you know, everybody talks about this. This is the most dangerous thing, the lone wolf.
Yeah, allegedly. Allegedly. This is bullshit, okay? And what really gets me, Larry, is that when Dylann Roof walked into that church in South Carolina and killed 9 people, black African-Americans, both of us stood here and told you he was a savage fucking animal. Okay, and if the death penalty is too good for him, okay? And we talked about that. As soon as Roof or Ralph was apprehended, what happened? Well, we have to talk about this culture of hate that exists in America.
Right.
We have to take down Confederate flags because, as we all know, flags end up shooting people. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Take down the stars and bars, or what people thought were the stars and bars. Fuck, the Dukes of Hazzard has to be taken off the air, because who knows, there might be a whole bunch of little Southern kids that go out the next day and shoot up more black people. That is liberal logic. Fair enough. If you're a liberal, that's your logic. That's fine. But why is it when a Muslim fucking savage does this? Oh no, he's a lone wolf bucking the peaceful religion of Islam.
Yeah.
That's all I've heard today. As a matter of fact, you know what else I heard today from Hillary Clinton? Happy Ramadan, everyone. Then something in fucking Muslim that I don't even understand, because it wasn't translated into English for me by her team at Twitter. Happy Ramadan. No, that guy that killed the four Marines, he's not really a Muslim, because a real Muslim would be busy fasting. Fuck you, you twatish cunt. Why is it that liberals can focus in like a laser that a rebel flag is causing murders, but they can't figure out that a proactive religion with a proactive terrorist group trying to influence weak-minded idiots in the United States? No, that's impossible. How dare you say that?
Yeah, when we talked about this, the entire problem is this. The left point of view is that white males are the power structure in this country. Therefore, they're treated as like a separate entity. So anything that they do goes right under their microscope. And like if it's a killing, well, you know, I mean, unfortunately, there's idiot Dylan Roof.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, that becomes the biggest deal to them in the world. The guys like Muhammad Youssef Abdulaziz, you know, look, he's from a racial and religious minority. They're powerless. All the things that liberals think mean nothing. Okay, and they don't read into it, and they don't want to participate in abusing them because they think that they're contributing to hate and to racism.
I wish they would.
Yeah, but if it's somebody like this kid Roof or Timothy McVeigh, you're never going to hear the end of it because that fits their narrative. We talked about last week. What's Obama talking about the most right now? He's talking about white supremacist killings and climate change.
Nice.
That's it. Those are his two. I joked about it. I said he's worried about white guys and the weather, but that's really what this is. He's talking about that. All the Muslim attacks, nothing. I guarantee you, he just doesn't care, or he doesn't think it's that bad.
I'm not even talking that he should be taking proactive action. I'm not even saying he should be bombing anybody. Forget that extreme end of it. I'm just saying an acknowledgement that this is a Muslim asshole, probably influenced by ISIS or terrorists or Al Qaeda factions within this country, probably, somewhere. I don't know for sure. But, unless we think that this guy got turned by watching videos on the web.
Yeah.
Oh, and I forgot. Like, the kid of that fucking captain in Boston who had to turn in his own son because he had been turned by ISIS.
Wow.
Imagine that. Like, your father, your kid, you find out that your kid is becoming a fucking terrorist. A white guy, by the way, like an old school Irish cop in Boston, I think, found out that his kid had been converting to Islam, and he dimed out his own kid to the FBI. Can you imagine the pain a parent has to go through to dime out their own flesh and blood to the FBI? I mean, he probably did it thinking that he was saving the kid's life at some point, right?
Probably somebody else's.
But when they caught up with this kid and they looked at his apartment, was it 2 weeks ago? They found pressure cooker bombs,
some guns,
automatic weapons, and all this shit. Like, manifestos that he was going to go to another state, but then he decided it would be cooler if he stayed in the Massachusetts area and just shot up universities. Why am I not hearing that ISIS or Islam is responsible for the actions of these assholes from liberals?
Yeah, these guys are all inspired by ISIS. They've already admitted that they went to their websites, they went to chat rooms.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
So if you're going to blame an inanimate object like a fucking flag or a TV show like Dukes of Hazzard for turning white teenagers into murderers of African Americans, ridiculous, I get it.
Okay.
But if you hold that position, please explain to me how you're ignoring ISIS and Al-Qaeda and these Muslim assholes who are going out and killing people in cold blood.
And you know what it is, though? It's terrible because there have been so many attacks.
Yeah.
And so many attempts. It becomes just like, I hate to say we're all just getting used to it, but like, just think of what's happened in like the past year or something like that. Now you have this thing. Then you had the thing with Pamela Geller, the two guys trying to attack her at her Dror Mohammed thing, and an off-duty cop had to kill them.
The Boston thing.
If you talk about Fort Hood, if you talk about the attacks at Charlie Hebdo in France, if you talk about the two attacks up in Canada, that poor kid on...
What else do you need if you're a liberal? What else do you need to convince you? Like Bill Maher, we keep saying, is the only liberal who acknowledges this.
Yeah.
What do you need to prove to you that Islam is a fundamental force for destruction in this world?
Yeah.
What do you need? You're too busy blaming the Inquisition and overly zealous priests for abortions or, you know, anti-abortion stances.
Even Obama went to that Sunday prayer and he's talking about the Crusades.
Yeah, thank you. Fuck.
980 years ago.
Fuck. Like, what will it take? I honestly, in talking to liberals, the one question I have is, what will it take for you to finally believe that there's a war on?
Yeah.
What will it take? Will it take them shoving, like, a statue of Muhammad up your ass? What will it take before you realize that we are at war? And that intelligent people can distinguish between your Muslim neighbor that hasn't done shit and the overall concept that Muslims are out to get you.
Right. Or that there is a certain percentage, clearly, of the male population in the Muslim world who thinks that it's okay to kill people who disagree with them.
Yeah.
And are different than them and believe differently. I mean, it's not all of them, but what does it matter if it's 10%? There is a certain percentage who think that this is okay to do. This guy, Muhammad Youssef Abdulaziz, he made comments that his life felt like a prison. And he also put, here's another thing, in his high school yearbook, he put, my name sets off emergency security calls for Homeland Security or something like
as
that.
As well it should.
Yeah, and
apparently.
Like, the rest of all the white kids in his school, they all thought he was joking. They're like, Muhammad, you're so funny. And now he goes off and he does this. And you know what's really terrible? Like, we're talking about it. And like, I hate to put the whammy on it, but like 2 or 3 weeks from now, we could be talking about another.
Yeah.
The head of the FBI, now under Obama's FBI, like Comey or whatever his name is, he was testifying the other day. He goes, look, there are just a tremendous amount of these attacks we're tracking, and he goes, and we're stopping. He goes, he said, I can't see myself stopping all of them.
Yeah,
and
if you listen to the New York City Police Commissioner, because New York is always at the forefront of these things, they're telling you the same thing, that they stop a lot more than you ever hear about.
Oh, please.
Okay? So, and this bleeds into a little bit what we started talking about last week, which was where liberals, like you said, assume that climate change and white supremacists are the main terrorist threats, and assholes like Dino Badala or Pete Dominic say, statistically, you know, there's more cases of white supremacist terrorism in this country than Muslim terrorism. Asshole. It's because every law enforcement agency in this country is dedicated to stopping Muslims. You know what I mean? If your focus is always on Muslims, one or two rednecks will probably get by and slip by. But that's nobody in this country, including black people, are up at night worrying about fucking Johnny Rebel Yell coming up from Missouri and wreaking havoc all over the world. That's not what keeps us up at night.
But you know what annoys me about it is, even if they were right on whatever, who cares? What is this, a competition between who's got more psychos than the other one? I really don't care. They're all fucking nuts, and they're all dangerous, and they all need to be stopped. I don't care. And again, that's their narrative. They want to hear that Ruth is more dangerous, the guy who just got convicted, who shot everybody at the Batman movie. They want to hear Timothy McVeigh. They want to hear about that these people, these white guys, are the main, because it allows them to keep the focus on that. And that way, then they don't have to criticize lone wolves inspired by ISIS. They don't have, they don't have to criticize the kids rioting in Baltimore. They don't have to criticize, again, once what they think are powerless people.
Yeah.
Okay? And it allows them to just to keep talking about like what they think are dangerous white guys. It's ridiculous. I can't even list all the attacks by Muslim-inspired assholes. It would take an entire show for
that. And it really is something that I just can't fathom in the respect of, If you want to include white supremacists on your watch list of people to keep an eye, go ahead. Fuck it. Go ahead. But do you know that to a liberal, they're more worried about abortion clinic bombers than they are about ISIS. Like, two bombings, I think, in 14 years, and that's what they're worried about?
Yeah.
Okay? Wake up. Muslims might be a minority in this country. They're the majority all over the planet. Okay? There's more Muslims than Christians in the world.
Yeah.
All right? If every Muslim in the world decided to square off against every Christian, Christians would be at a disadvantage. Okay? Yeah.
And they're killing Christians in scores right. all over there. My God.
Okay? And ISIS doesn't represent five wackos in somebody's basement.
No, this is a very well-organized, well-funded
yeah.
organization. And yeah. when Obama called them the JV...
Yeah.
You know, sorry, I mean, Obama. Quite honestly, the white supremacists that you're so worried about, in the world of extremists, they're the JV.
Yeah.
Okay? Unfortunately, Islamic-inspired radicals are clearly the heavyweight champion of most dangerous... I mean, there's literally an attack like almost every day in the world.
Yeah.
According to one thing I read. I mean, whether you hear about them or whether it's somewhere that you consider to be significant, I mean, there have been attacks that I know for a fact that probably you heard about on the news and you forgot about them like yeah. that. Like a few years ago.
Because they don't involve Americans
exactly.
for one thing.
Exactly. There was these one or two Muslim guys drove a truck into an airport in Scotland. I don't even remember this. They came right off the parking lot and they crashed into a window and the car set on fire and they were trying to blow up the airport. The only difference is because it's in Scotland.
Yeah.
And nobody here gives a fuck. It was reported on the news for like 10 seconds and
well, you don't
then
have to
gone.
Go back too far. While everybody here was celebrating gay victory 2 weeks ago, not on camera, please.
No.
While everybody was celebrating the right to pop each other in the can,
yay.
There were three coordinated ISIS attacks worldwide.
Yeah.
People killed. I'm still waiting for Obama to mention that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're saying. When you tie it all together, he just don't give a fuck, is what it comes down
yeah.
to. He doesn't care. As long as Obamacare is still where it is,
no. maybe... He doesn't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah.
It's here to
oh,
stay.
Oh, by the way, our esteemed president... made it a point to visit a maximum security prison.
Oh, please. Yes.
Right? Couldn't visit the family of a murdered girl by a fucking Mexican immigrant in a sanctuary city that refused to have him deported and actively hid him from federal authorities.
Yeah, good move.
Doesn't have time to say anything about yet another Muslim savage killing Americans on American soil.
Right.
But... he felt the need to do a Richard Pryor and visit criminals in prison. Because God forbid that the lowest scum in America are somehow mistreated in prison. That's priority number one.
Yeah, he
for
made
this
some
guy.
Comment like we have to do better or something with
yeah.
their prisons. And I would have been more impressed if he came out and went, hi, I'm Johnny Cash.
Right. Yeah, at least Johnny Cash did something for him.
Didn't he let some prisoners go too?
Yes,
he pardoned
46
good going, Phil.
drug not considered not dangerous
non-violent
society,
drug
yeah.
offenders and shit like that. And again, I don't even care about that to be
yeah,
honest
I,
with
you. Know,
that's political.
It's
I don't
just
give
the
a
idea
fuck.
That he's doing stupid stuff while this
without commenting
important.
On anything
yeah.
else. It's amazing to me.
It's like when they cut the head off that poor guy. Remember, like 2 years ago, and Obama said nothing. He went golfing. All stuff that Bush got hammered for. Hammered for. If you ever saw Michael Moore's horrible Fahrenheit 9/11, he makes fun of him specifically for that. That horrible things were happening. He goes, and what did George Bush do? He went golfing and he played Vacation by the Go-Go's. And you see Bush teeing off.
Which, by the way, was deceptively edited.
Yes.
In this particular case. In this particular
right.
case.
But why doesn't he say anything about this guy? This guy's fucking golfing when the world's
by the way, Obama's taken more vacations than any president in history, for those keeping track. But hey, I'm sure it's strenuous. You know what I mean? You have to put up with a fucking angry wife all the time. You're traveling from prison to prison to make some sort of statement. And at the end of the day, you might really be a Muslim who doesn't give a fuck about ISIS.
And you
allegedly.
Know, allegedly. And you know why he's really a piece of shit with his vacations? Because he's supposed to be a Democrat, right? He's the first African-American president, right? Okay. Where does he go on all his vacations? Where all the richest white people are. I mean, he's up in... Sag Harbor.
By the way, here's a question. I was just thinking about this on the way in. Yeah. He always comes to New York. He's in New York today fucking up traffic, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Has he? When's the last time he was back in Chicago?
That's right.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
His adopted hometown of Chicago, where it's too dangerous for even the fucking president to walk in the streets.
And a guy who used to work for him is the mayor.
Yeah.
Rahm Emanuel is the mayor of Chicago. He was an Obama guy.
Can't find the time to go back to Chicago. Why? Because probably the Secret Service can't guarantee his safety in a shithole like Chicago.
Yeah, that's terrible. Because, no, you know what? I got to tell you, I've been to Chicago twice. I like Chicago. I had a great... You and I had a great time there once. We almost got killed. But we had a great time...
Almost got chlamydia.
Well, that's what happens when you go to the jazz bar that we went to at 3 in the morning. But let me tell you something. Right now, they have like twice the violence of New York City. And their population is like 2.7 million compared to the 8.2 million.
But I guess going to Chicago and showing that their gun control laws, strictest in the nation, really don't work at all.
Yeah.
Again, doesn't fit the narrative. So, President Obama, with all due respect, we have this to say to you.
Fuck you. Put up Al Goldstein. Just terrible.
All right. So let's leave that for now. Our rant. By the way, Trump is
he's still hanging around. No, he's surging. He's number two now in Iowa. He's number two in polls. Even though his negatives are still very high with Republicans, he has moved ahead of it. And you know what the crazy thing is, and I guess this you're gonna have to get used to at least for a while, is he's getting all the buzz. Like I just said, I saw him on Hannity the other night, Fox News, and then this morning he was on the Morning Joe on MSNBC. And not even in there in person. He's just calling in.
I hate to say it because it's a horrible thing, but it's just the way the news is. That girl being killed in San Francisco was the best thing that could happen to his candidacy right now.
Oh, right, because it proved his point. Oh, and El Chapo, the number one drug-dealing cartel criminal.
Numero uno.
All right.
Ichiban.
In Mexico. He escapes. He puts a death threat on Donald Trump. He's going to kill him. Which just, all Trump has to do now and go, see?
Yeah.
Rapist and murderer.
So, here's the greatest part of this whole thing, which is getting more and more bizarre by the moment. So you've got, like, the top Mexican drug dealer, I guess, in jail. He escapes by tunneling out of the jail. And when we say tunnel, this is why Trump talks about the Mexican government. They showed the tunnels.
Yes.
It was like a New York City subway station.
It was huge.
It was huge. It had like supporting walls. Did you see it? It had rail lights.
It had wood. Like,
I think I even saw an espresso machine on the way out over there, okay? to even suggest that someone in that prison wasn't in on it would be the most ludicrous thing.
So what they did to account for that, they fired three guys.
they fired the warden.
And they built this tunnel. It's right outside the prison. I saw Geraldo Rivera walking.
But did you see what happened in his cell? Like,
he was walking around.
It wasn't even like Shawshank. No. Yeah, like Shawshank, the guy hid it behind Raquel Welch's pussy, at least, in that poster.
Yeah, if you recall. Yeah.
In this one, the guy just literally moved something aside, like a dresser or something, just went like this.
Yeah, in the toilet. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you just see, like, literally, like one of those tubes in London for the subway. It was just...
And he was Elgato.
Do you realize, like, we've got unions in the U.S. that don't do that good a job?
But
I'm still waiting for the FDR to be finished.
It's crazy because the tunnel, they concluded, if you were to put the dirt, in bales, it would take, like, 5 million bales. It was the craziest thing. And then you see this thing, and he just went out. And what I don't understand is, clearly this is so corrupt.
Yeah.
And the government said, why didn't you just let him walk out the front door? Why build this whole fucking tunnel?
At least they made it work.
Does that give you some cover?
Well, I guess to Krugman, it means that Paul Krugman, noted liberal economist, he always talks about the way you get people prosperous is by digging holes and filling them up again. There you go, Paul Krugman. El Chapo is following your Keynesian bullshit to a D. But anyway, and so you have the ludicrous nature of how he got out of prison,
which
supports what Trump said. And then what was it, like less than a day after he escapes, he makes a statement like, I'm coming for you, you fuck. Yeah, it's like making fun of the fine Mexican people. What the... like even if it wasn't him, it's like, what is... So Trump, again, I think he's a moron, but what he's tapped into, wittingly or unwittingly, yeah, right now, the American people are really in tune with him. This whole immigration issue,
yeah, it's not
the
just
fuck that you've got... You've got criminals streaming over the border, murders being committed by these illegal aliens. He's tapped into something. Now, I don't think he's going to win the primary. I think they'd rather shoot him than have him win the primary.
I'm going to stop saying that. Yes. Because we've been saying that the best.
No, I'll say it.
I don't know what's going to happen right now, but this son of a bitch just hit the hat trick, which is terrible. Katie Steinle being killed, yep, by the illegal alien from Mexico. He went in and out of this country 5 times,
right,
7 felony convictions, kills this young girl. He's a Mexican. And let's face it, that's what did Trump talk about? Boom, right there. You've got El Chapo sneaks out of jail. It's clearly corrupt. What does that tell you? Obviously, people high up in their government must have known, whatever. Yeah. That plays to what he said. And then this horrible shooting. Even this plays to that feeling of that we're not saying, yeah, but it's the idea. Yeah, he's a naturalized citizen from Kuwait. But it plays into the feeling that things are not safe. The border is insecure. Assholes are shooting Marines and killing people, and he's out there telling, "I'm going to build a wall. They're going to pay for it, and you know we're going to be tough."
Yeah.
And, yeah. I saw just briefly. They showed a quick snippet of him today, whatever rally. You ready for this? He did a rally like in Arizona or something. He booked a hall for 1,500 people, and the head of the hotel called him and said, "We can't have your because you actually have 12,000 people who can't come."
Yeah.
So what happens now is he's the only one really out there brazen, saying, "We're going to put up a wall. The Mexican government's going to pay for it. This is going to stop." Then he's like, you see him, he's talking to the crowd. He goes, look at this. He goes, "Nobody respects Barack Obama." He goes, "Who do you want dealing with?" He goes, "With Putin." He goes, "Guys like Trump or and like Hillary." You know, Trump says, "Guys like Obama and or me." And naturally, the audience goes, "Yeah, yeah, yeah."
Listen, at the end of the day, I think he's a whore for money, as well he should be. And I don't think he's interested in a job that pays $400K a year. It's not for him. Honestly, I think to put that much in for $400K a year. Could he potentially, though, be a kingmaker? I think that's a different story, right? Like, he may be one of those players that gives his endorsement to someone, whether it's Jeb Bush or Scott Walker or Rand Paul or whoever. I think that's where his end game is in all this. But, you know, it's so easy because, to some extent, the other Republican candidates are both blessed and cursed by Trump. They're cursed because now they got to deal with his bullshit. They got to address his bullshit, whether they want to or not.
They're all actually, some of the candidates are already complaining now that they're being constantly asked about him.
Exactly.
And they don't want to talk about him. They want to talk about themselves and their own message out there.
But the blessing part of it is, really, the liberal media is attacking Trump and leaving the other ones alone for now.
Right.
So that's the blessing in disguise. Like, for example, that our favorite moron, one of our favorite morons on MSNBC, because they're all morons, Lawrence O'Donnell.
Oh, please.
He started an investigative campaign that Trump lied about his wealth.
Right.
By the way, not that he underreported, that he overreported his wealth.
Yeah.
Because Trump said, "I'm worth $10 billion. I don't know if Lawrence O'Donnell quite gets the concept here. The problem is when you underreport your finances, so you're spending more than people are aware of, and you might have influence on somebody. When you're like a bragging about your wealth, that's not the problem.
but
it's just they want to find something to bitch about, you know?
Yeah, and they addressed that today when he was on. And Lawrence O'Donnell said this. He goes, "I savaged Trump 4 years ago when he said he was going to run, and I really abused him on my show." He goes, "I was sitting at some gathering, it's one of those functions." He goes, "And I was sitting at a table by myself for a little while." He goes, "And Donald Trump came up and shook my hand and said, 'Hi, how are you?'" He goes, "After I had like been so horrible to him," so O'Donnell goes, "Well, I got to back off this money claim a little bit." He goes, "I guess I didn't like research it."
O'Donnell's always doing this, by the way.
Yeah, he's
he said the same thing about the Koch brothers, that when he broke his hip in some accident last year, right around the time I was in the hospital, he said he got wheeled into some hospital wing that was donated by the Koch brothers.
Man.
And all of a sudden he goes, "Wow, I didn't realize you could be like a conservative and still be so generous." Like, sometimes liberal mindsets are incredible. Like, What do you think? The Kochs are somewhere in the basement going, let's burn some babies today. Actually, you know, it's like, come on.
Statistically, they've shown that actually conservatives give more to charities than liberals do. Yeah. So why you wouldn't think conservatives would be charitable is beyond me. Since I saw a report that said they give more money than liberals do.
So. Plus, the Koch brothers are the least of your worries. Your number one spend on politics and influencing is done by unions. Sorry. The Kochs are like number 12 on that list. Unions are the
I know, but you know what? I don't care that they complain about the Koch brothers, but you're getting their money and their everything. You know, but you know what? Because they don't balance it out. What about George Soros? What about guys on the left who have just as much money as the Koch brothers and spend? Soros gives to every left-wing cause in this country. He kept Air America on the air for a long time with Mike. What a piece of shit that was. Give me a break. Now, I forgot the other guy's name. There's another very liberal, like billions. He's promising $100 million.
Yeah. Listen, the dirty truth is, every major corporation in the U.S. gives evenly to both sides.
Yeah.
Okay? I know this for a fact. The overwhelming majority of large corporations, I'm talking about the J.P. Morgans, the Citibanks, the... the Goldmans, the Shells, the Exxon Mobils, all these things, they give evenly to both sides. Why? That way they're guaranteed favor no matter who wins. It's very rare that a company puts its entire bet on one candidate.
Right.
Extremely rare. They play both sides because they want to be on the good side of whoever wins. Okay, right. So this concept that corporate America only supports Republicans and right wingers, not really. It really is not the case.
No, of course not. Look at Hillary.
Yeah,
she's getting huge money from Wall Street and corporations and hedge funds and all people. And again, remember, all people that the average Democrat is supposed to not like, those one percenters. But of course, she's one of those one percenters.
Yeah,
even though she's out there saying how she wants to fight for the little guy and fight
her
for
and him. Fatty Michael Moore, both part of the 1%.
Yeah. Meanwhile, all they talk about is how they're going to help the poor. No, please. You want to help the poor? Leave them alone.
Yeah. Let the market work in their favor. The greatest vehicle for liberating people from poverty is not your bullshit federal programs, which, by the way, since they were enacted by...
FDR?
Lyndon Johnson, the war against poverty. Hey, I hear this from you libs. Things have gotten worse. Do you know how much we've spent on the war on poverty? Trillions.
17 trillion.
Yes.
17 trillion since Lyndon Johnson took over, and the poverty in this country has gone down 2%.
There you go.
That's a pretty shitty return on your investment.
Right? Good old capitalism in 40 years, most of those people would have been, and their descendants, would have been lifted out of poverty.
You would have been better off if rich liberals told them what stocks they'd buy.
Yeah.
And said to the poor people, here you go.
Absolutely.
By these stocks, or tell them a mutual fund, instead of giving them fucking... But do you realize when Obama took office, there were 32 million people on food stamps? Now it's 46 million.
And he's proud of that shit.
Yeah.
He's proud of it.
Yeah, he actually made the argument that it helps people get jobs.
Yeah. What kind of asshole says there's more people on food stamps? Thumbs up.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was a good shot.
That was awesome. And you know what? Right. Obama's a
dickhead. Here we go. Right now, Larry, we have to sign off. We've been on for a while.
No, we can't
plus,
sign
plus
off
we have a treat for viewers. So I want everyone to stay to the very end of this episode, because it will be the long-awaited premiere of Phil the Producer. All right. But Larry, before we go,
yes,
as usual, we have to do the three elements of a successful video cast.
That's what we do.
Element number one,
tits.
Element number dos,
ass.
And element number three,
oh, the lesbians.
Lesbos! All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been episode 112 of The Riot. Until next week, this has been your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larian.
Stay tuned for Phil TV.
Fat John, who is fat. got me in front of the camera to talk. Fucking Judo Larry is going to get married. What a cunt. For months and months, he's been telling me that he doesn't want to get married, doesn't want kids, and now, I found the love of my life. She's such a beautiful conservative woman. Oh, she's the love of my life. I want to fucking get married and not have sex anymore. What a prick. Anyway, this is Phil, signing out.
Join us every week at theriotshow.com to follow the latest exploits of Big Fat John and Judo Larry M. This is Mark, the man with a golden voice, and my testicles are killing me.